What is level 1 process? On time delivery. Like that, I have to plot the CTQ tree of ease of doing business. What are the why for ease of doing business? How can customer feel that there is ease of doing business so that customer gives me repeat orders? So I have to plot the CTQ tree for this. Then billing accuracy. I want 100% accurate bills to be produced. What are the drivers? For example, computers, softwares, the people who operate the computers. What are the drivers? I want 100% accurate bills, packaging performance, product performance, time to repair. I was telling again and again that if customer gives me a call, I go to him within less than 8 hours and repair his machine within 1 hour and hand the machine him to work on that, make his production, then only he is happy. So I have to, these are the CTQs, and I plot the CTQ trees for these CTQs. Then order fulfillment is the level 1 process. I should know what are the level 2 processes. Level 2 processes for order fulfillment. Actually, I have taken only one process, that is on-time delivery. On-time delivery, and if the order fulfillment is level 1 process, what are the level 2 processes for order fulfillment are demand forecasting, production planning, sourcing and purchasing, material conversion. Raw material comes and I convert that raw material into the finished goods. And for that, I have to see what can be done. Then warehousing, that means once the products are okay, they are stored in a warehouse and supplied to the customer. Then order entry and shipping. So for order fulfillment process, which is very important for the customer, for which I have already plotted the CTQ tree, these are the level 2 processes for order fulfillment. That means if I have proper demand forecasting, if I have proper production planning, if I have sourcing and purchasing proper, if my material conversion is as per the standard methods, warehousing is proper, order entry is proper, shipping is proper, then order fulfillment will be in time. These are the level 2 processes. For every process, I have to improve the process capability. And now, I will take one level 2 process, that is material conversion, for example to you. And I will further analyze what is this process. Material conversion, level 3 processes for material conversion are extrusion. If extrusion is proper, the material conversion will be proper. Braided PTFE assembly will be proper, then material conversion will be proper. Sub-assembly, final assembly, QA, packaging, sterilization will be proper, then only my material conversion is proper. For every level 1 process, I have so many level 2 processes. For every level 2 processes, I have level 3 processes, which also I have to analyze. And I will take final assembly, QA and packaging as the level 3 process for further analysis, and for which level 4 processes are gluing, fitting, tightening, packaging, leak testing, QA release. All this I have to do, then only my final assembly will be okay, QA will be okay, packaging will be okay, because I want to give proper order fulfillment to the customer. So for that, I have to work on every level 4 process also. You may be wondering why I am telling all this. Yes, now I will tell you why I am telling all this is, you can find the Six Sigma projects in level 3 processes. For example, these are the level 3 processes. Extrusion. What should be the efficacy of this process? So that ultimately customer gets benefited. So I have to work on extrusion process. I have to improve the capability of the extrusion process. Simply because the extrusion process has improved, customer gives me repeat orders, because he is so happy with that extrusion process. So I will take a Six Sigma project for extrusion process. Maybe I have to invest in a machine like HMT Versant, very big press, which cost crores of rupees, maybe I have to invest. But if I improve the process of exclusion, maybe customer will give me repeat orders. Further, if I improve the extrusion process, I will also save on raw materials cost. Because earlier, extrusion was requiring more weight of the component. Now, I am able to reduce the input weight of the component. Maybe I will also get benefited. So, I can get some Six Sigma projects in level 3 processes, and I can get some Six Sigma projects in level 4 processes. For example, packaging. How I can improve the packaging? If I improve the packaging, the value to the customer will improve and he will give me repeat orders. And if I improve the packaging, I will also save in my packaging cost. So, I can take a Six Sigma project in packaging of that part, which will ultimately benefit our bottom line also, because I will get repeat orders from the customer. Many more customers will give me orders. My order booking will be improved simply because my packing is so good that customer wants to give me repeat orders. Mind you, quality of the product is important, no doubt. But equally important is the packing. How you pack the component is also important, because that is giving the appearance of the product to the customer. First appearance of the product is because of the packing. If packing is shabby, unnecessarily customer will feel that the product is bad, though your product is good. So, we have to work as a Six Sigma process on maybe packaging, leak testing. Your leak testing process is not okay. So, customer at his end finds that there is a leakage in the product. Very, very bad thing. You can find the defects in your own house before sending to the customer. But if customer finds a defect in your product, that is very bad. Perception in his mind will totally get damaged. And so, you have to take Six Sigma projects in level 4 processes, level 3 processes, maybe level 2 processes also. Material conversion, warehousing. You can take a Six Sigma project in warehousing. Like that, you have to select. Don't take a Six Sigma project which gives you a small effect. Take a Six Sigma project which will give you a very big benefit. For example, you have a warehouse at the entry of a town where customer can easily communicate with you and get the production, get his delivery. He will be very happy. You can take a Six Sigma project in warehousing process. So like that, you have to select the projects by making these things. For example, find out what are the core business processes, that is level 1 process. Find out what are the CTQs, on-time delivery, ease of doing business, etc. are the CTQs. Analyze these CTQs. What are the excess for these CTQs? You have to control the excess by means of a control plan. If you control the excess by means of a control plan, your CTQs will be fulfilled. So you can take a Six Sigma project for fulfilling this CTQ. Then find out what are the level 2 processes. Find out what are the level 3 processes for every level 2 process. Find out what are the level 4 processes for every level 3 process. I have taken example only for one process, just for your information. But what all you have to do is take level 1 process for level 2 process for every level 1 process, then level 3 process for every level 2 process, level 4 process for every level 3 process, and find out you will get Six Sigma projects in level 3 and level 4 processes, and some of the level 2 processes also you will be able to get Six Sigma projects. You will be able to know what customer needs, where are we lacking, what mistakes we are doing, because of what, customer is becoming unhappy. The real solid Six Sigma projects you will be able to take by analyzing these level one processes. So many things you will get. Just analyze all the level one processes. Just find out all the level two processes, all the level three processes, and all the level four processes. Maybe this will be a list of 100 processes. Find out where I can improve so that customer is benefited as well as organization also is getting benefited. Bottom line is getting benefited as well as top line performance is also benefited. You will get so much input. You can find out, yes, I can take this, this and this Six Sigma project so that it will benefit the customer. Customer will be happy. Plus, I will be also benefited in organization. Plus, I will save cost also. I will improve the productivity also. I will improve the variability of the process also. I will reduce the standard deviation of the process also. For doing all this, we have to find Six Sigma projects in level one processes of the organization, which are the core business processes. Such analysis has to be done in case of every level one business process. For example, new product development. Once customer had come to our premises and he says, I have designed a new car called Trax and I want the fuel injection system for that car in 3 months. What we said, no sir, our normal cycle time is 6 months, so we can't give you the product in 3 months. He said, no, if you are not able to give the product in 3 months, I go away and I will order on some other party. Then we said, no, no, sir, please wait. We will see that your product is done within 3 months. For that, we took a Six Sigma project. New product development, where we have to see the cycle time of each and every activity and work on reducing the cycle time, making the cycle time very consistent and so on. Then order generation, customer service, purchasing. How can you get your material just in time without creating inventory with least of the cost? All that is also a process in which you can generate level 2 processes. For every level 2 process, you can generate level 3 processes. For every level 3 process, you can generate level 4 processes and find the Six Sigma projects in level 3 and level 4 processes. You can also improve the CTQs by working on excess, by creating a control plan. Then you can reduce the variability of the process. Find out how CTQs can be improved. Projects that improve process in a measurable. Up till now, I have discussed projects which improve the customer's benefit, value to the customer. It improves value to the customer. And now, I will discuss the projects which improve the value to the process. Process goal in my organization is to achieve 65% proposal win ratio. For example, I go to the customer, I give him a presentation. That presentation is so powerful that customer will give me the order in the same meeting. The sale is done in that meeting only. This is called proposal win. And if 100 such customers are contacted, all 100 people book the order immediately in that meeting only, I say the proposal win ratio is 100. But it is very difficult. So, what my company wants is to achieve 65% proposal win ratio. At the moment, it may be 30%. That means if I contact 100 customers, maybe maximum 30 people will give me the order. Not in the same meeting, but after the follow. But the actual conversion is only 30%. But my organization wants that this proposal win ratio should be 65%, and for that, what are the drivers? drivers are Y1 customer requirements data accuracy. For example, I am giving a presentation to the customer. What is his requirement? For example, I am a company providing, let us say, transport arrangements. Let us say, I am arranging a trip to Goa. What are customer requirements? Where customer has already gone? How often he goes to various places? What is his travel frequency? All that usage data, customer requirements data accuracy should be there. Then I can convince him, sir, every 6 months you are going to some various places, I will be able to give you, let us say, all that what we want. For example, I can book flight for you, I can arrange food for you, I can arrange sightseeing for you, like that. Then customer will say, okay, give me that, I will pay money for that. Then proposal preparation cycle time. If proposal preparation cycle time is too long, customer will go out. That cycle time should be least possible. He should create such a proposal in shortest possible time that customer will definitely agree to your proposal. Then Y3, salesperson competence. Not any person is a salesperson. Salesperson is a very special person. He is able to convince a blind man that a spectacle is required for him. He looks more handsome when he wears goggle. He should be able to convince that blind man. That is the salesperson. He is able to sell a comb to a person who doesn't have hair. He is the salesperson. He is able to convince a customer that the product is very necessary for him. And he will be at loss if he doesn't buy that product. So, he should be a very competent salesperson. He must have a lot of experience, lot of qualifications, and so many proposals he has handled himself. Such a person is a competent person. Then, presentation quality. The presentation what he does should be a PowerPoint presentation or much more than that. He should be able to show the videos. For example, a travel company. He should be able to show the videos of the earlier travels, what they have organized. How customers were happy because of that travel. What benefits he has given. For example, he has given them a free helicopter ride or a free limousine ride. All that he should be able to tell so that customer feels, oh, I also want this. So, customer is able to give the order immediately. All these are the drivers for achieving 65% proposal win ratio. For that, what are the excess? Probing skill of scaler, availability of historical customer information, customer usage history, then proposal preparation cycle time, proposal archive availability, competitor pricing data. How much is competitor charging for the same travel? He should have that data. And then he should be able to say that my price is less or my price is more because I am giving you so many benefits. Then credit availability history, then salesperson competence, experience, education, training, presentation quality, sample product availability. He should have the sample products available for the customer. Look, sir, these are the products which we have sold already. Personality of the presenter must be very, very pleasant personality, and then PowerPoint sound system should be also there. So that you will achieve the 65% proposal win ratio. This is the, I would say, process goal. This is the CTQ for that process. This is the voice of the process. That the process of presentation should win 65% proposal win ratio. So these are the ways. So if I control every X, all this X, if I control, I will definitely get this Y. So I can take projects in this excess. I can do improvements in this excess. I can make a control plan for this excess so that I get the benefit here. This process I want to improve This process is a CTQ. This process is a voice of the process. Once we complete this task, we have to prioritize drivers to attack. Pay particular attention to yield and capacity constraints. After selecting the project from the above level, level 3 and level 4 processes, we have to assign a champion. We select the projects. For every project, you should have trained expert specialists like champions, master black belts, green belts. Team members who are fully trained, yellow belts and certified for each project. Because this is not a work of some generalists, this is the work of specialist. He has to improve the excess, he has to control the excess so that he gets the result in Y. Such CTQs you have to find out for each level 1 process, each level 2 processes, CTQs, what customer wants, find out the excess, improve the excess performance, improve the process of excess, process capability, improve the process capability, then you will get the improvement in CTQ. Please note that black belt is a team member working for full time project, and so his normal duties have to be assigned to some. He should not be a part time worker so that he should do only 2 hours work in a day. No. Black belt is a person full time devoted to the Six Sigma project. Imagine if we get 65% proposal win ratio, how much it will improve your bottom line, how much it will benefit your bottom line. Imagine this. So I have taken the Six Sigma project in 65% proposal win ratio because that is the CTQ, and I will improve that CTQ by controlling the excess. Then I make the project charter for that, which I have discussed. Every project that an organization empowers should have a project charter. This document must contain all the essential information, focus and guide the project. The project charter is a summary document. This is the project charter. Six Sigma project, name of the project number, division department, project statement. That is to improve the proposal win ratio to 65%. Aim of the project, business case and project rationale, CTQ and CTQ tree, defect definition. What is the defect definition? If the proposal win ratio is 64%, it is one defect. Like that, defect definition should be made. Project goals. For example, if I make a presentation to a customer and he goes out without giving you order, that is defect number one. Like that, you can make some defect definition and work towards that. Process metrics, project goals, 65%. Process, that is the focus of the improvement. Project timeline and milestones. Name of the team members and sponsor. Like that, for every Six Sigma project, we have to make project charter. We should have a goal. Without goal, there is no Six Sigma project. Very, very specific goal. For example, I want to improve proposal win ratio to 65%. Very, very clear. And for that, I have to work on all those excess. If the representative who is giving the presentation is not good, you have to remove him or train him to improve. Select and train good champions and project leaders. We have done this earlier. We have to select the proper people and train them. Select the right projects. Prioritize them and clearly charter them. If in the Six Sigma journey, the expected results are not being achieved, the answer may lie within these critical success factors. We have seen the critical success factors earlier. Organizations invest in Six Sigma to achieve a return for themselves and improvement for their customers. Successful Six Sigma projects have a high impact and payback to the organization. They are the result of careful selection. Don't select the projects for which the answer is already known. Don't select the projects which have very limited, which have limited results. They must be beneficial to the bottom line of the organization. Like 70% improvement, 50% improvement, like that should be the target. Management by the champion, leadership by the belts, hard work by the project team, following the direction summarized in the project charter. They do not happen by chance. Follow the process and achieve the result. One of my boss said, process, follow, follow and follow. Once the process is created by improvement in the control phase, we have to follow it. Because if we don't follow the process, you have the defects. Project metrics. What is a metric? Measure everything that creates customer satisfaction. One of the crucial elements of the project charter is the selection of project metrics, a system or standard of measurement. What you want to measure? I want to measure the time taken for lifting the telephone. Metric is 20 seconds. If it is 21 seconds, it is a defect. In one phone call, if it is more than 20, it is one defect. Like that, I have metric. For example, customer gives me a service call. Metric is 8 hours. Time to repair is 4 hours. If I go to the customer 1 hour later than 8 hours, it is one defect. If I go 4 hours later, there are two defects. Like that, you make a defect definition. And if the engine or machine is broken down, if I repair it within 4 hours, that is the metric, then no defect. If I repair it, I take 5 hours, one defect. If I take 8 hours, two defects. If I take 16 hours, three defects. Maybe you can make a defect definition like that for yourself and work towards that. Train the people to do that. Project metric selected should reflect the voice of the customer. What customer wants? Customer gets terribly annoyed if the machine doesn't get repaired in 4 hours time because his valuable production is getting lost. So he is expecting something very seriously. That is the metric. What he wants, and you have to measure your performance against those metrics. Customer needs, as well as ensure that internal metrics selected by the organization are achieved. Internal metric is, let us say, proposal to win ratio, it should be 65%. If it is less than 65%, if customer goes away, that is one defect. Like that, you can make a defect definition. Metric selected should be simple and straightforward. For example, I have to reduce my electrical bill. For that, the metric is that my monthly bill should not be more than ₹1,500. That is the metric. Then for that, you work. You reduce your consumption. You monitor your consumption in such a way that your monthly bill is always less than 1,500. If it is 100 more than 1,500, it is one defect for you. Like that, you can make a defect definition. It should be very straightforward and meaningful. That is the metric. The most common approach used by teams to understand the problem statement, brainstorm metrics, and finally decide what metrics can help them to achieve better performance. Imagine you send a man to the customer and he repairs the machine within 15 minutes. The metric is 4 hours, customer's expectation is 4 hours, but your man repairs the machine in 15 minutes. You can imagine the thrill what customer has. That is the way how we should work. The team then reviews these metrics with executive management to ensure that they are in synergy with the overall strategy of the business. For example, for reaching to the customer, the boy serviceman takes a train or a bus. Imagine what will happen. That doesn't matter, I have to spend more money, But the fellow goes to the customer by plane and arrives there within 1 hour or 2 hours. Imagine the thrill what customer will have. So discuss this with the top management. Sir, this customer is a very important customer for us. Can we send the service man by plane? Because it will definitely give me the repeat orders and benefit the organization. Doesn't matter, I have to spend a few thousand rupees more now, but let us send the man to the customer by plane. Discuss with the top people. Care should be exercised in determining what is measured. Metric should be based on what needs to be measured to improve the process, rather than what fits the customer current measurement system. Metrics need to be scrutinized from the value they add. The metrics should add value. That means it should benefit the customer. It should benefit the organization. It should be adding value to them. For example, sending a man by plane. Maybe I have few thousand rupees more expenditure, but I will get lot of repeat orders. If I have to improve the packing, maybe I have to spend a few thousand rupees more in the packing, but I get lakhs of rupees repeat orders. I get benefited by that. So, you have to decide the metrics. Metrics need to be scrutinized from the value they add in understanding a process. The teams can employ an effective method by answering the following question. What financial objectives have to be accomplished to ensure the success of the project? By working on this project, what customer objectives will be met? I want, like earlier I have discussed, the totality of the business. That means financials also should be okay. Customer satisfaction also should be there. Employees also should be happy. And our processes should be also capable. So that I have discussed. So what financial objectives have to be accomplished to ensure the success of the project? Every project must give me that benefit. By working on this project, what customer objectives will be? Finance is one thing, customer objective is another. Then to achieve our customer objective, which process have to be worked on? So process also we have to improve. And to achieve our project goals, how should our team learn and innovate? So employees. So those four things I have discussed earlier. That is financials, customer, employees, and business processes. Like that. Balanced scorecard that I have discussed earlier. So these are the things. Primary metric. The primary metric is a generic term for a Six Sigma project's most important measure of success. The primary metric is defined by black belt, green belt, master black belt, or champion. A primary metric is absolute must for any project. Once you decide the primary metric, that is absolute must. If you decide the metric as 4 hours for repairing the machine, 4 hours is the must. The time should not be 1 minute more than 4 hours. But it should be dramatically less than that, always. The team should work towards that. A primary metric is an absolute must for any project and it should not be taken lightly. Here are a few characteristics of good primary metrics. Primary metric should be tied to the problem statement and objective. Primary metric should have an operational definition. Primary metric should be measurable. Express in the form of an equation and simple. Primary metric should be aligned to business objectives. Very, very clearly discussed. Primary metric should be tracked at the proper frequency, maybe hourly, daily. For example, you are getting 100 phone calls from the customer in a day. How many phone calls are answered in 20 seconds? Maybe that has to be monitored every hourly. Primary metric should be expressed graphically over time with a run chart. Primary metric should be validated with a measurement systems analysis. Now, secondary metric. Primary metrics are must, but that should not affect our secondary metric. For example, I will tell you. The secondary metric is the thing you don't want to sacrifice on behalf of a primary improvement. For example, you were accountable for saving energy in an office. For example, in this hall, AC is there, lights are there. But my primary metric is energy saving. So, the manager here says that all the lights should be put off. AC should be put off because that is our primary metric. But my secondary metric is that this recording should be done properly. My voice should be audible to the people. And then the quality of that presentation should be proper. This is my metric also. No, one metric is energy saving. That should not affect my secondary metric. So, that is also important. You were accountable for saving energy in an office building and your primary metric was energy consumption. Then you could shut off all the lights and AC and save tons of energy. But your secondary metric is probably comfort and functionality of the work. Thank you.